There were 5 uniformed cops, a rep from Youth and Family Services, 3 detectives from the prostitution unit, and 3 more from 2nd District, including my friend, John Sampson. 2nd District is Georgetown, not the usual stomping grounds for the prostitution unit. The white brick N Street townhouse where we'd arrived was typical for the neighborhood, probably worth somewhere north of $5 million. It was a rental property, paid 6 months in advance by proxy. But the paper trail had led back to Dr. Elijah Cream, one of D.C.'s most in-demand plastic surgeons. As far as we could make out, Cream was funneling funds to pay for these industry parties, and his partner in scum, Josh Bergman, was providing the eye candy. Bergman was the owner of Cap City Dolls, a legit modeling agency based out of an M Street office, with a heavily rumored arm in the underground flesh trade. Detectives at the department were pretty sure that while Bergman was running his above-board agency with one hand, he was also dispatching exotic dancers, overnight escorts, masseuses, and porn talent with the other. As far as I could tell, the house was filled with talent right now, and they all seemed to be about 18, more or less. Emphasis on the less. I couldn't wait to bust these 2 scumbags. Surveillance had put Cream and Bergman downtown at Mini Bar around 7 o'clock that night, and then here at the party house as of 9:30. Now it was just a game of smoking them out. Beyond the enclosed foyer, the party was in full swing. The front hall and formal living room were packed. It was all Queen Anne furniture and parquet floors on the one hand, and half-dressed, tweaked-out kids stomping to the music and drinking out of plastic cups on the other. "I want everyone contained in this front room," Sampson shouted at one of the uniforms. "We've got an anytime warrant for this house, so start looking. We're checking for drugs, cash, ledgers, appointment books, cell phones, everything. And get this goddamn music off." We left half the team to secure the front of the house and took the rest toward the back, where there was more party going on. In the open kitchen, there seemed to be a big game of strip poker in progress at the large marble-topped island. Half a dozen well-muscled guys and twice as many girls in their underwear were standing around holding cards, drinking, and passing a few joints. Several of them scrambled as we came in. A few of the girls screamed and tried to run out, but we'd already blocked the way. Finally, somebody cut the music. "Where are Elijah Cream and Joshua Bergman?" Sampson asked the room. "First one to give me a straight answer gets a free ticket out of here." A skinny girl in a black lace bra and cutoffs pointed toward the stairs. From the size of her chest in relation to the rest of her, my guess was she'd already gone under the knife with Dr. Cream at least once. "Up there," she said. "Bitch," someone muttered under his breath. Sampson hooked a finger at me to follow him, and we headed up. "Can I go now?" Cutoff's girl called after us. "Let's see how good your word is first," Sampson said. When we got to the second floor hall, it was empty. The only light was a single electric hurricane lamp on a glossy antique table near the stairs. There were equestrian portraits on the walls and a long oriental runner that ended in front of a closed double door at the back of the house. Even from here, I could make out more music thumping on the other side. Old school this time, Talking Heads burning down the house. I could hear laughing too, and 2 different men's voices.
"That's it, sweetheart. A little closer. Now pull down her panties." "Yeah, that's what you call money in the bank right there."
Sampson gave me a look like he wanted to either puke or kill someone. "Let's do this," he said, and we started up the hall. 2. "Police, we're coming in." Sampson's voice boomed over everything else. He gave 1 hard pound on the paneled mahogany door, his own version of knock and announce, and then threw it open. Elijah Cream was standing just inside, looking every bit as pulled together as the pictures I'd seen of him. Slicked back blonde hair, square cleft chin, perfect veneers. He and Bergman were fully dressed. The other 3, not so much. Bergman had an iPhone held up in front of him, taking a video of the freaky little menage a trois they had staged.